Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question: how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines on this big Monday. The Dallas Mavs, it was unheard of, amazing. Winning on the road in Game 7 is tough. Dominating. I don't think we've seen anything quite like it. The Chris Paul aftermath will lead off the show. Looking into the East, Boston wins Game 6, wins Game 7. They advance. Milwaukee vanquished. Here's what's interesting, though. Boston, the number 2 seed, is favored in the conference finals over Miami. Here comes a full hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on a big Aftermath Monday, live on 225 FSR stations across this great, great nation. Whew, what action, what action. I heard some hockey's going on, and I looked at the schedule. I said, well, we get 30 seconds a calendar year. Is it time? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if we should split that up or it should all be one segment. But
I'd save it.
You think save? But maybe we could do
just
10,
in case.
Maybe we could do 10 seconds today and have 20 in the bank. Something to consider. Sports bettors, listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thanks, RJ. Great to be here on a Monday where the Celtics win back-to-back games to eliminate the defending champs. The Mavericks dominate the Suns in Game 7 on the road, and Drew Brees flirts with a return to football. What is the Vegas lead?
Okay. This was a lot of pondering today, and I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit and just speak some truth, I guess, is the easiest way to say it. I felt a little, I won't even say conflicted, I felt down. Because let's be honest, AJ and I had a bet. It was, even saying it now, the painfulness of losing a bet you're in such a winning situation in, it's kind of what you got to learn, you know, is what a mentor of mine once told me is, when the suckers win one that you should have won, that's what keeps them betting. So just be happy about that. Because if it was always about who had the best of it and I never lost, then how often would people be betting me? So I try to think that way. On the other hand, I hate losing. On the other hand, I hate the idea. And the bet was, listeners, you know, regular listeners know, is last longer, the number one seed, the best team in the NBA, had the point guard on, or point of what's that called? The point guard, yeah, point guard guy, whatever. And against a Golden State team that, you know, a little above average, maybe some would say, it was a kind of a crazy bet. I let him do it. And at almost every point the entire time, I had the best of it. And I've lost. Now that is depressing, and you know, but here is what cheered me up. Here's the beauty of it. Up until about 20 minutes ago, I was depressed. But then Sue from Sioux Falls.
Oh no.
Yep. Sue is, I'm gonna start calling her the conscience of the show in a way. And I'm just gonna read verbatim from her email. Oh, actually, she got my text. I don't even know how that happened, but okay, here it is. It's coming direct. I am so mad at I misread that. I'm so mad at AJ. So mad. Now, AJ, do you have any idea what she's mad about, first of all?
I've got no idea. I can't imagine why.
Uh-huh. This is Sue again. I put my mortgage this month on Phoenix to win this round. Do you know why she did? AJ?
Because I said that they were not going to come back and win this series.
Exactly. I won't even read the rest of the letter. So I feel like, in a way, your pain is now making me less upset, because it's really going to be almost impossible for you to gloat too much when you pounded your fist last week and said Dallas had a chance. They didn't take it. It's pretty much a zero chance from here. Whatever words you used, the gist of it was this is an impossibility. And Sue said, well, one more thing. I know there's been many reasons not to trust AJ, but there was something about his voice that made me trust him this time. I hope I have a home to write to you from next time. Love, Sue. Dude, the floor is yours.
Sorry, Sue. I didn't realize. I did. My actual quote was the Suns won't have, or the Mavericks won't have an opportunity like they had in Game 7 that they did in Game 5.
You sound like a lawyer right now. But
it turns out the Suns just rolled over and gave it to them. They didn't even need to take an opportunity.
That's true. That's where we're going to start. But you are conflicted, so don't be gloating too much. Set us up.
I think I know better than that. But Game 7 goes to the Mavericks, 123-90. The Mavericks covered by 39.5, the largest ever ATS margin in a Game 7.
Is that right? Going back, now here's what's funny. He have no idea. When did what year did this start, this sample?
2003 is when the full database came in.
So it's never happened, but, you know, the last 18 years, but forget. All right, fair enough. This was a grand blowout. And not only that, but one of the most disappointing results you've ever seen in the NBA. And I would make the following case. In the last 10 years, there hasn't been 10 games that a legacy was more affected by. That Chris Paul's legacy is crushed. Now, at age 38, he could win a title, whatever, and then we reevaluate. But right now, I would lay minus 400. Well, I don't know. Chris Paul could go. I mean, I heard someone talk about him going to Milwaukee, you know. And if he went there, and let's just say the chance of Chris Paul being a top two player on a championship team is getting now towards zero. Would you agree, AJ? You'd be very surprised if that happened.
Absolutely. If he were a major factor, I'd be shocked.
Robert Parrish won a title with the Bulls in '96. I didn't know. Sue actually told me that in the PS. It was, but I didn't know that till today. I was actually looking at the championships, and this is a fascinating trivia question I'll ask you, AJ. Now that we're talking legacy. Is who has the most titles in NBA history that didn't win a title with the 60s Celtics. Meaning if you won a title in the 60s with the Celtics, you're disqualified. Now there's a list of the remaining players. Who has the
most
titles?
Is it Robert Horry?
Yes, he's the only player of anyone ever that didn't win a title with the Celtics in the 60s and has seven titles. Meaning it's a one after that is Jordan and the other six, Kareem. So like literally that's a fact. I mean, not that we dismiss the Celtics in the 60s, but that was a different era, obviously. And they're all on the list, right? Because all of them played like either, you know, Russell was on 11 of them and then the others were 10, 9. 8. But you take them away, Robert Horry is the only one. Now, you put one more qualifier in, you know, you got to be an all-star. Horry was never a top guy.
No.
Then that gets to be a very interesting list. But moving back to where we're at, Chris Paul's nowhere on that list. And he probably never will be. And I really think, I mean, I think John Elway in football is the analogy except for the end. McKenzie, who was, or is first cousins, Kyle Shanahan, Uncle Mike Shanahan, he very close to that family, they're his family. And number two, he's been a fan of those teams. And he'll remember, and many listeners will, John Elway was considered one of the great talents that just wasn't a winner. I mean, I would make the case that the story they make about LeBron, what was that, 07, where he played the Spurs and he had no one with him. It was one guy carrying him. That was Elway's legacy, that they had some very average teams, except Elway was so great. He got him to the Super Bowl three times, and they got, I think, beat badly. I know they were on three. If I recall, they got crushed in all three. And then, with 2 years left in the seat, his career, he wins one, he wins the second, retires. And now most people that weren't fans then don't even remember that other narrative. That you can change a career that simply. If Chris Paul had kept his 2-0 lead in the finals last year, it's a different conversation. Now it won't only be that he didn't win a title like Chuck or Barkley. It's the fact that it's been so glaring, his underperformance. I think his legacy's pending next year, pending, always till you retire, has been damaged in a way that few have in the last 10 years in any one game. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree completely. And I think the list of guys that he gets compared to as if he had won a title becomes greatest point guard of all time. It's Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, Oscar Robertson. Now it's who's better, him or John Stockton? Which one of these guys who was never able to get the job done?
Stockton was much better. But, I mean, it was interesting. We were talking in pre-production. Patrick Beverly was on Get Up this morning. I thought it was one of the more interesting interviews I've ever seen.
It's rare that players are open and honest about other players in the league like that.
Even when they retire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing with Brady, that the conversation in media circles has been, will he crush anyone? Because sometimes, not that you want to artificially get extreme and crush people, but you want to tell the truth. Some people should be crushed. You know, again, we're talking crushing not their lives or their bodies. We're talking about their, you know, brands, their standing. It's like, that guy was horrible. And one of the points Beverly made was the media has such a propensity. And I don't think he was talking about you directly, AJ, but I think he was in a way. So you kind of answer for this.
All right.
When James Harden has a bad game, every strip club he ever closed down, every chicken wing he ever ate extra or at halftime. Would that be hilarious if you knew, like in a certain city, he got wings delivered at halftime and you want to look to fade him in the second half? But everyone's so quick to point and scorn. Harden. Well, where Chris Paul, who's got commercials, he's president of the, or was or is Players Union. It doesn't feel like people want to excuse. They don't want to deny it happened, but it's always the reasons that it happened or it's small sample size. But when a Harden does it, everyone gets out the knives. Why do you do it that way?
I think because Chris Paul is a likable guy, James Harden isn't. And I think it's as simple as that. And it's not fair, certainly. And I'm responsible for some of this when I was in Houston. And in hindsight, I look back and think, man, like, Chris Paul is historically a guy who's been on great, great regular season teams and consistently underperformed in the playoffs. And I haven't hammered him the way that I have James.
Hold on. You haven't hammered him, or would you say you've hammered James Harden 10 times as much?
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like 70-30. It's 90-10.
And I think it's not just the media. I mean, it's Twitter as well. And where Patrick Beverley came out, like, just random fans. That, like, Chris Paul is a guy that people are like, man, I'd really love to see this guy finally get one. He deserves one after all this time. No one says James Harden really deserves a ring. It is really weird, the dichotomy between the two guys and how they're reacted to for their playoff failures.
I got to say, that's one of your best 90 seconds on this show so far. Because you took the blame and you looked inside yourself and said, I wonder what. I mean, like, to me, I love that. And way it was almost a Patrick Beverley, like, I mean, there was such an honesty in what he was saying. And listen, people get on and try to be gadflies. When someone always is generating drama, but they're trying to on purpose to get attention, it doesn't matter. But I think I just explained it. Is that kind of lightning rod? You can tell when they're looking for the attention, and they're doing it for that. It felt like Beverly was speaking his mind with no real contemplation. Was it going to help him? Was it going to hurt him? It was. What's the truth? Okay, I'll answer that. And I really appreciated that, with so many people calculating every move. I didn't agree with all of it, but I know he knows a lot of things about the NBA that I don't, Patrick Beverley. But he was just speaking the truth. And to me, it was fascinating where everyone else on that segment started acting differently, because Greeny was so into what Beverly was saying, he was ignoring other people. And when they got their chance, they were like speaking much more boldly than I've ever, like, Windhorse was saying stuff I've never heard him say before, because he heard someone else talking some truth. And did you see the whole segment?
I did.
I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, I like I said, you like Stephen A. Smith kept talking. Mike Greenberg looked like, I can't believe this is happening. He couldn't believe the conversation that was unfolding in front of him.
But there wasn't anything he said that was all. It wasn't like he was saying things that were like libelous, or he was giving his opinion. I mean, it was like he was saying, you know, and we'll get into some of the other things that he said and some numbers to back it up. And I've got a number. If you wonder, is Chris Paul getting too much criticism? Is it really that bad, his playoff performance? I have a number that no one else has that will make it so clear we might not be hard enough on Chris Paul. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with
protocol. I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Okay, so I told you on the tees, and I deliver 55% of the teases at minimum. Well, maximum might be the better way to say that. I told you there's some numbers that's going to blow your mind on how much Chris Paul has underperformed, to what degree in the playoffs. Now, we're going to look at the Chris Paul era. All right, that's 2006 to present. Now, teams leading a playoff series 2-0. That's the situation. How do they do from there? Chris Paul, not so great. 10 times, 5 times they've advanced, they won. 5 times they didn't. That's 50%. Teams without Chris Paul, that would be like the analysis. Is Chris Paul on his team? No. Okay, they're in the other category. 132 and 11. 5-5, 132 and 11. 50% versus 92%. I think there's something there. It's a great day to join us. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audience has doubled in the last year plus. Chris Paul is not on this show. It's not going to, no dragging us down. We appreciate all the support. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app. Just search Straight Out of Vegas here in Vegas on the Strip for the first time this calendar year. Triple digits, 100 degrees. The neon is percolating.
All right, RJ, before the break, we were talking about Chris Paul and whether or not the slander is deserved from guys like Patrick Beverley and really the media in general right now.
Okay, and I want to give you a chance to reiterate what you said, because I think it was so on point. Is, you know, you, a longtime member up until this past year in the Houston media, drive time ratings darling on Houston ESPN, and you were one of those guys, you know, you came from how would you describe your family? Working class when they had
working
a job?
Working class, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, they always had a job, but you definitely working class.
I thought you said your dad floated jobs, no?
No.
Okay. You used to drive around with no seatbelts with any drink beer.
Yeah, they would definitely did that.
There we go. So let's just say not, you know, working class. Okay. And then you got to the big city in Houston, and it felt like you didn't want to get co-opted by them. You didn't want to get invited in for a martini, and now you're, like, compromised. Like, you didn't want all the access if it meant you had to kiss butt. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say.
So you might have been a little harsh at times just because you were compensating, overcompensating, that you didn't want to get, you know, bought off. But you were tough on James Harden. Tough, tough, tough. The question becomes, how tough have you been on Chris Paul? And you were very forthcoming about, you know, something. It's probably been not really fair. Continue.
Yeah, I just hadn't been tough enough on him. And one of the things I thought about when I was saying this last segment was all the people saying Chris Paul deserves a ring. And why? You get what you deserve, typically. And Chris Paul has never played well enough in the playoffs to get a ring. So if you don't play well enough in the playoffs to get a ring, why do you deserve one? Karl Malone doesn't deserve a ring because he came up empty a bunch of times in the playoffs. Sorry, that's part of being a champion, is you've got to come up big in those big moments. Chris Paul's never either – he's either shrunk in the moment or he's been hurt in the moment. And attendance is part of the grade. He has not done enough where I would say he deserves – or he didn't get robbed out of anything. He just hasn't been good enough to win one, period.
Now, that's good stuff. Jeez, that's A.J. Hoffman, everyone. Now, I've never heard that phrase, attendance is part of the grade. I listen to probably as much audio on sports as I'm in the top 0.1%. I've never heard that. Who is that new?
I use that regularly throughout my career. Like, oh, when we're so talking about how great someone is, so didn't listen to me.
Did you innovate that? Well, I listen to national guys, AJ. I'm sorry.
All right.
If I wasn't on this show now, I would listen to you, right? So, yeah. Speaking of that, how'd it go with Fez on Thursday and Friday? Good?
Fez was good. And in fact, he gave out the Celtics to win the series at over plus 200. So a nice hit for our listeners for a best bet from Fez.
And that was what, with two games left?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that series in a moment. Also, we're going to get – in fact, let me do this. I'm going to pose the question to McKenzie. Then you do the little 10-second read, AJ, and we'll let McKenzie have all the time to answer this. We don't want anyone to think we're putting too much pressure on him. All right, here's the question. McKenzie, you, not that long ago, were advocating that Chris Paul should have been in the MVP conversation. He maybe should have been the MVP. We'll let you clarify exactly what you said, but it feels like that statement – cold takes exposed kind of thing. We want to give you a chance to answer to it. He had all that time. Mackenzie Rivers, your answer.
For eight games of these playoffs, Chris Paul looked like an MVP. He was scoring 20 points a game. He was having two turnovers a game. In the first series, he had 68 assists and only 7 turnovers. In the last 5 games, people saying he's hurt, I don't know, but he didn't look anything close to an all-star, let alone MVP. Last 5 games, 9 points per game, 4 turnovers per game. That's like the numbers of the worst point guard in the league.
Exactly. So you haven't answered for it. You've actually defined your failing. You just defined how wrong you were. Now, why were you wrong?
I was looking at regular season stats and regular season performances, and Chris Paul has a history now of just slowing down throughout these series.
But prior to this year, his history was stellar. Listen, we're giving you some heat. I think, to be honest with you, I think Chris Paul, appreciating Chris Paul is probably the right thing to do generally, meaning to appreciate a guy that's been doing it a long time, to appreciate a guy that does it consistently in the regular season. The NBA, more than any other sport, the distance from the type of play, the game itself in the regular season to postseason is night and day. NFL, yeah, the intensity increases. Baseball, okay, more, you know, more pitching changes, more whatever, sacrifice bunts. In the NBA, it's such a different game. And if we tick off the ways that it is in the playoffs such a different game, it's going to be insightful to Chris Paul's failings relatively in the playoffs. Number one, it's at the end of the season, which means by definition, it's been a grueling 82-game season. Now you got four rounds of the play. You got to win 16 games to win the title. Think about that. 16 games, and that's against the best competition. And let's give the NBA credit. They haven't been spreading these games out too much. It's usually, you know, one day rest. Play, rest, play. And I know there's exceptions, but in general, they haven't stretched out the playoffs recently. It seems like they've done that less. You can't go back-to-back in the playoffs, so the best you can do is one day off. He's physically, again, relative to the rest of the league, or most of the average of the league, is small. He's, what, 6'1"?
That's generous.
Yes.
I would say he's maybe 6 foot tall.
Slight frame. You know, doesn't eat meat. I can't remember who I was talking to. They were talking about they bet on Canelo, but they didn't know the boxer, but they didn't know he went vegan. And they found out, like, in the second round, they wanted to, like, reverse their bet. And it's like,
always a mistake.
How can you how can you have strength if you don't eat steak? But, I mean, he supposedly it was, what, after OKC that he – I can't remember. He went plant-based, right?
When he left Houston, he went vegan, yep.
Okay. And, listen, in some ways it's helped him. Maybe it's helped him net-net. But it does feel like that with his age, at the end of the year – all that broccoli, it's his size in general. These are not his times. Would you guys, any disagreements with that?
None.
All right. Did you have anything to add real quick? It sounded like.
Oh, I wanted a kind of an overarching question about the Suns now. Like, all right, now that
well, let's do this. Let's make sure we finish, and let's make that the very next topic. But finishing the kind of the different reasons with the playoffs. Number two, when you're in a 7-game series, you become more and more familiar with the opponent each game that passes. James Harden has been a great example of that, also to the negative. There's a simplicity about that old Houston offense, which was pretty much four people getting four spots, and Harden is at the top of the key dribbling, or a little bit further than that. And it's like, okay, now what? Well, if you're playing a back-to-back in Denver – and you barely had time to go to the hotel before you had to go to shoot around, you're not going to do very much to be able to attack that kind of system. The simplicity of it is its advantage in the regular season. And, AJ, you saw that for years. Did you – now, I don't know if it was articulated that way, but did you get the sense the simplicity really helped that Houston offense?
Sure.
When there was short time of prep in the playoffs, not so much?
Yes, but it also lacked the ability to adjust, which was ultimately its downfall. Like, they played basketball one way, and it made it easy for them to work on short rest. But if a team figured them out, they really didn't have a way to adjust to it.
And over the course of 7 games, you're going to figure out so much more than you would in one game. And so what's the analogy then? Well, Chris Paul has some real glaring limitations. His ability or lack thereof to go left, his general size. He wins with chicanery. He wins with cleverness, with, you know, whatever you want to say other than physical skill, his brains, his whatever. You know, yeah, he does. But if you see the same tricks, I had a great play at third base. I used to play third base, AJ. I also pitched and had a 3-inning no-hitter. I think I mentioned that.
Congratulations.
I think I mentioned that. Is George Brett did this one time. I was a little kid, and there was a guy on third, right? And there was always the question, right? There's one out, sharp hit to third. What do? Do you throw to first and give up the run? You know, and you know, Bronco ball, whatever. It was some tough decisions. Well, George Brett one time went and faked the throw on to first, and without even looking, went diving back to the bag, knowing the guy would be like a little step, and got him. Well, I thought that's pretty smart. I don't have all that physical skill. I got to do that kind of thing. I actually caught a guy one time in a key spot like that. It never worked after that. I mean, at some point, you can only do the tricks so many times. And Chris Paul has a lot of tricks. They don't seem to work so well in game 5, 6, and 7 once you've seen them. Thoughts?
My thoughts are also that the trick, even when you are using trickery, once you start to slow down, it's like a magician. If you do it real slow, you're more likely to see where the sleight of hand is at. And I think at Chris Paul's age, we're seeing him slow down. And I don't think what he's done for all these years is going to be as effective as it has been.
Certainly not MVP level. So we'll continue talking about the factors that have slowed him or hurts him in the playoffs. And I think these are very applicable to the teams moving forward.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Dan Byer, do you have a moment, sir?
Yes.
I'm thinking about starting a new kind of – did you ever see Inside the Actor's Studio?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, like they bring on De Niro and talk about how he did it at Rage Bowl. I think I might do it about once a week for your news reading.
Oh, gosh.
Just pull back the curtain and say, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Are you up
sure.
for that?
Well, I can try. Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. You had two stories that were like – real world, heavy, criminal kind of stuff. You lowered your voice a little, and then you paused after. Was that to establish the import that you weren't going to just go to the next sports story and act like it was nothing, but to give it just a heartbeat?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Give it some time to breathe and then start a new chapter.
Because you want to show you're not acting like the baseball score is equally important.
Yes.
You're a delight, Mr. Dan Byer.
Thanks, guys.
That's why robots will never take his job. That's
well, robots can learn those things, too. Don't underestimate the robot.
That's terrifying.
If Elon Musk has taught us anything, it's not necessarily about Twitter. It's about those robots. Read up on it. Artificial intelligence and Elon Musk, he says it's the greatest threat to humanity, as you would call them, the robots. All right.
Surpassing apes. Once the apes learned the science, we were in trouble. Now robots.
Well, we don't get into religious matters here, but we're a sports show, but that's fine. I didn't come from no ape. Straight out of Vegas. We're going to be back, take our last break. And what are we going to do? Well, one, we're going to talk, obviously, about the Mavs. Now, listen, we're going to have enough time to talk Mavs, right? But we wanted to give the proper import to... there's more import to the Suns and that disastrous loss. So we're going to finish up kind of why did this happen? Why does it happen to Chris Paul? We're going to talk Boston. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Ch-ch-chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Chris Paul, 10 times he's been up 2-0, 5-5. The rest of the league during his era, 92% in those series. Why? We've talked about it in a long series. The weakness of the other team gets exposed. And Chris Paul has a lot of weaknesses. And his size, his inability to go left. And that's something that on a back-to-back, maybe you don't have the time to prep for it. Here they did, and in the playoffs they do. And Chris Paul has not played as well. There's two ways to look at this. One way is we can lament how bad he's been in the playoffs. The other way is to say how amazing it's been he's had the regular season career he has with his limitations. I think that's a valid point. And I also think, as AJ was being very honest about, sometimes we look at people, we like them, and we want to give them the benefit of the doubt. And it feels like we're doing something that's just. It feels like it's good. The earth, the civilization needs more of that. Okay, does it, though, if we don't really know who's good and who's not?
Yeah, right? You mentioned I was in the Rockets locker room several times, and I certainly preferred being around Chris Paul to being around James Harden. But you mentioned to me, like, this is just what they're showing to the public. This isn't necessarily what they are in reality.
I mean, you know, Bob Dylan's like one of the great artists in history, in my opinion. Is they asked him once, you know, in 2007, it would have been 2009, right after President Obama was elected, and everyone was, you know, celebrating a black man in the White House, and it was kind of like a valedictory. They're asking all the celebrities, you know, how great is it? And they asked Dylan, they said, well, how great is it that President Obama's in the White House? He's such a great man. And Dylan goes, I don't know Obama. He goes, the only person that knows him is his wife and his kids. And it didn't mean he didn't think Obama was good. He goes, the idea that we know people from a distance, especially, forget if you work with them. That's one thing. You can say you see him every day. You know, I know things about McKenzie I want to forget. Yeah, it's true. But I don't know McKenzie the way he knows himself, the way maybe his mother knows him. Like, there's a handful of people that know you, and even they don't really know. And that's why everyone is kind of harder on themselves than they are anyone else deep down, because they know their dirtiest, darkest secrets, and no one else does. And if everyone just knew that everyone else had those same things too, life would be so much simpler. But everyone hides theirs, and then everyone thinks they're the worst person. You notice anything there, AJ? Anything ring familiar there to you?
Nothing at all sounds familiar to me.
We are straight out of Vegas. Let's talk and shift gears, and we'll have a lot of time to talk Mavs. But let's talk about Boston, Milwaukee, and really wrap up that series. What was your main takeaway from the series, AJ?
That Giannis ran out of gas. He was trying to do everything he could offensively, and there was, without Middleton, without a secondary scorer really for the Bucks, there was just only so much he could do. In Game 7, he didn't have an efficient game, and there was no one to pick up his slack. I just think he was exhausted.
That was well said. I think that because Middleton doesn't have the brand that a typical number two would, that we've dismissed the absence. Does Michael Jordan win, and you take one of those random six titles and take Pippen out from the first game of the playoffs? The Bulls probably don't win.
They certainly don't win six.
No, no, no. You take a random year, take away Pippen. I don't think they win. I don't know if I've ever seen a team you can take the second best player away, they still can win a title. Not just for one game. I mean, how good would that team would then have to do what with their second best player? Be dominant. And yeah. I mean, maybe a couple of, let's just say more than half of them wouldn't have won. I think more than half, if not much more than half of NBA champions wouldn't have won. I mean, think about the late, let's just tick back through the titles. Right? Who could have stand their second best player leaving? So the fact that the Middleton doesn't have the rep that some of the other number twos do, I think is why it didn't seem like such a big deal. But if anything, it was courageous how close they came to winning, I thought. All right, one last topic here. I was thinking, what are we seeing winning in 2022? And I started thinking about threes. And I said, all right, I'm going to look at the teams, the four teams left. Where do they rank in attempts for threes? Not how much do they make. Do they have a propensity to shoot threes? Okay. Number one of the 16 teams, Dallas, they advanced. Number two, Boston, they advanced. Now, this is per game. This isn't about like a raw count. Number three, Golden State. Oh, okay. Number five is Miami. Now, the thing about Miami is that, check that. Number eight is Miami. So it's 1, 2, 3, 8. All in the top half. Miami, though, is the very best defensive three-point team. So when you roll that in, we got pretty much the four best offensive defense three-point teams in the league. And didn't we see it? Didn't we see when Dallas got hot and started making those threes, it felt like they were shooting with a bigger gun than Phoenix. Forget the accuracy of the gun. And Phoenix was one of the best two-ball shooting teams in the league. And you look over at Milwaukee, they also didn't defend the three. Go ahead, AJ.
Well, I was going to mention in the other game, Milwaukee had a terrible game defensively and offensively from three, and they get blown out.
So how do you shoot the three? What's your propensity to shoot it? And how do you defend it? And what's your commitment to defend it? I think it's become a prevalent thing, and I'm going to start studying that more deeply, and we'll literally start that tomorrow as we preview the Final Four in the NBA.
And that should make for two great matchups in these conference finals. If you missed any of today's show, including a breakdown of why Chris Paul isn't deserving of anything, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time, previewing game one of the Eastern Finals, discussing why the one seed's an underdog. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas.
Straight out of Vegas!
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals.
Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.